Good evening. Can we have everyone take a seat? We can get started here. Well, thank you all so much for coming this evening. My name is Jeannie Forrester, and I am a senator for District 2. I want to say, first off, really appreciate Will McCulloch and the New Hampton School offering this venue for us tonight. They are not taking a position on this issue, so I just want to make that very clear. I want to thank our panelists up here, and I'll introduce them in a few minutes. You know, it's been, what, 3 or 4 years now since we started this fight on Northern Pass, and we are here tonight and in the days that will follow with all the hearings, with the scoping hearings, that we will be making our voices heard. And I want to say that we would not have sustained this fight as long as we have if it hadn't been for all of you out there who have spent so much of your life making your voices heard and helping the people at Northern Pass understand that this is not the right thing for New Hampshire. So I really appreciate all your effort. Special thanks to Councillor Burton, who couldn't be here this evening. You know, he was the first elected political official who came out against Northern Pass. He led the way. Shortly thereafter, I came out and voiced my opposition. We do have some representatives in the room who I'd like to acknowledge. Ruth Gulick, back there. If you could just stand up, Ruth. Sue Ford. Have I missed any representatives in the audience? And I want everyone to know here that this is a bipartisan issue. Sue and Ruth are Democrats. I'm a Republican, but this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is about private property rights and respecting the rights of private citizens. Some housekeeping items. The bathrooms, if anyone needs them, are up here and to your left out the door. What we're going to do is have each panelist speak for 10 minutes, and then we'll open it up to questions from the audience. When you come up and ask a question, if you could just give your name and the town you're from, that would be very helpful. Now, I want to tell you real briefly what I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, and then I'm going to turn it over to these folks. I led the effort for 648, House Bill 648, which has to do with eminent domain, making sure that a private developer cannot use the eminent domain right. And if, for those of you who don't know, and basically, for a public project, you can use eminent domain to take private property when it's for the public good. And there was a loophole in statute that we closed so that private developers could not take private property. So we were successful, and again, thanks to many of the people in this room who fought that fight with me. I really appreciate that. Senate Bill 361 was a piece of legislation that I sponsored, and it had to do with a commission that looked at investigating whether we could do underground HVDC, and we came away from that commission hearing from the experts that it could be done. We heard from the New Hampshire DOT that we could use the highways. So it's possible. It is possible to do. And in fact, if you look around other states, you'll see that it's being done. So this idea, this notion that it can't be done and that it's too expensive, well, one of the problems I have with the Northern Pass folks is they haven't done a study to prove out to us that this can't be done. They're just saying, no, it's too expensive. And when you look around and you see that other states, other projects are doing it, you really have to question if you can trust what they're saying. The other piece of legislation that I sponsored this session was Senate Bill 99, and Senate Bill 99 has to do with the Site Evaluation Committee. siting of energy projects in the state of New Hampshire. This legislation did pass. I sit on the fiscal committee. We approved the funds to spend for that consultant last Friday, and we are starting this week to start that process, which will look at making sure the site evaluation committee has the tools, the human resources, and the funds to do a good job, and that they have the expertise, that they can hire the experts that they need to make sure that they are siting projects that make sense for New Hampshire. One other piece of legislation that you may have heard of is Senate Bill 191. And Senate Bill 191 has to do with creating a state energy policy. You know, I was a former town administrator in a couple different communities, and we had planning boards. And planning boards, when they go to plan a project, the first thing they look for, they look at the master plan that the town has created. We don't have a master plan for the state of New Hampshire. We have nothing in place that tells us where we want projects to be, how we want them to be, and how it's going to impact us, and what kind of energy we need, and the plans for the future. So we passed that legislation. I was a co-sponsor on that, and that should be starting very shortly, too. And I'm hoping that, you know, when that plan is done, that we can say with certainty what we want to happen in this state and what makes sense for this state when it comes to energy projects. Finally, and I don't know, Sue or Ruth, because I haven't been too involved in the House side with bills. If you want to speak to that in a few minutes, if you do, I don't want to put you on the spot. Okay. But there are some House bills that they're working on that have to do with undergrounding. I also today sent a letter to the Department of Energy claiming intervener status on behalf of my constituents. So that the Department of Energy, thanks. So that the Department of Energy understands that there is a state senator who's looking at this on behalf of her constituents and making sure that they do their due diligence before this project goes any further. And I think many of you know in this room, because I see a lot of familiar faces, that there are a lot of meetings coming up. And I just want to kind of give you a background to tonight, because I didn't mean to overburden you with coming out to meetings. But a couple of weeks ago, I went to a update. Actually, Sue Ford was with me, and from the Northern Pass people. And they were giving the legislators an update. And they had been holding hearings in the northern part of the state, and I said, are you going to have anything for the communities in District 2 that are along their existing rights of way? Because we're talking about the 10 new miles, but what about all these people who are going to see some real changes with the existing rights of way? Well, I had set this meeting up with these folks before that because it didn't look like they were planning to address this issue, and I learned then that they have a meeting set up tomorrow night in Campton at the Campton Elementary School, for anyone who's interested. Days in, tomorrow night, and then on Wednesday, it's at the American Legion in Ashland. And then starting the following week, Department of Energy will be having their scoping hearings, which is really important for everybody to go to and make your voices heard. Scoping hearings start in Concord on Monday, I think Tuesday, it's Plymouth State University, and then it goes farther up north. So I think there are many people here who have websites. There's information on my flyers are available. So if anyone's interested, you can pick this up from the folks over here. So I'm done. I'm going to turn this over to Will Abbott. Let me just introduce these folks. Will Abbott is the Vice President for the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forest. And he's going to talk to us about the proposed route and where we're headed. Susan Arnold is with the Appalachian Mountain Club. and she's going to talk about the potential visual impacts on Northern Pass. And then Andy Smith is the owner-broker for Peabody and Smith Realty, and he's going to talk about the impact on property values, because that's one of the arguments that we've heard from Northern Pass, is that it's not going to affect your property. It's not going to affect your land value if you have that huge tower standing in your backyard. And I have one question that I'm going to turn over. I did invite the folks from Northern Pass PS&H. Do we have anyone in the audience representing Northern Pass PS&H? Because I want to give you an opportunity to talk if you'd like to. Okay, I don't see anyone.